mambo tu bikenda na turanga na marama garbo na wanelewa na bono lebu go New Zealand bo usibi na ba city lebu go Wellington na Wellington Access Radio 27.2 FM o mambo tu bikenda na turanga marama garbo na wanelewa na sana tini gabani ndo bono wa kenda samai bo kitu kitu na bono lebu go Wellington mbula binaka sa bo mambo tu gani na za tali na za mbula na za nganga ni wani turanga o Jesus Kristo ko ni taka na bosi ni klo na na roza ni kuwa na biba ungeti na be tumberi ki weekenda ena singa ni nai ndaki ni mbula ni tabutu ndaki ni mbula ni tao ndati kumule vale senda baro mtu mwenye mwenye zahalaka senda baro mtu mwenye lomani motuka unwaza mga baro mwenye kina mataka ni singa ni nai sana ungitabi mwenye kinda bakitiku weekenda ena mataka ni singa ni kuwa ena Wellington Access Radio ena 27.2 FM ena singa minaka ni kuwa au nitaka nina kauti kenda runa kaloki nendo tali na lebolo ni vingarami ena singa ni nai lako tumbega mai ni sulandi wa angito sema ngande sema idhagadhaka sema ivuli sema sama ilio ni vuno tunde tu ena vuno ongo ni sulandi kabaka itubituwe na vuno wale mungo o Wellington au sama mbule tuwe ni weekenda ena singa minaka ni kuwa na sana raba raba kwa lako maikine ena singa minaka ni kuwa na amba mai la umbeka la kaundrobe mbua suma zwata mai ba patakira o kadabu na mai biti teilevu rewa serwa una moshi sende ula labi unanroga patakira musa na sana labu kala umbe kina au sama umbule tugani ena sige mila nikuwa na yaga tali ni wani turang o Jesu Kristo
amen in the pastor sa wani turang na sige mila kanikuwa praise the Lord the church mana maikin ngasalim amen greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you have followed us through our Facebook page, and we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Foreshore, at the FDB ground. And we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening, as well as for America as well. Not forgetting Vanuatu, and also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in. We would like to stand today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the Central, as well as the Eastern Division, that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka, and not forgetting Korobo. Let us greet and also acknowledge the Eastern Division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the Central, which is Suva. And in the afternoon, we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We can talang na lilinis ng sugloto, kaya ni wakarong ito magmana naman worship centers. So we can lilinis ng mga tapuwale Western but kaya na Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. We nakwale talang sa Malua and Auntie Ili for the group of yesterday. Thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rosie, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just finished doing the item. And Talanga Se Rasi, and I believe the Rasi family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the Melotikina na for sure, but it is so weekend ko kenda sembirini vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only, kwa sembirini dulavawati. But at the gymnasium, na locality ni livin wano na Melotikina, vina katikina na menda vaccinate, fully vaccinated. So that is why we move the service to the for sure, so you can come and also worship with us. Let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Nikota lang abi makambula weekend. So we can sell ni loiniloti, loiniloti weekend. Mrs. Yep. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So we can understand ni loiniloti new Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. Kerunduri nikua to save you. Nakabakalevu for the time taken to come and join us. And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship God with us here at the foreshore.
So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the first row, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the first row this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We can tell you, I know you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning, we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on love yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you're an outcast. So we can make No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can end on a okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my case because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes. Everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done, it's so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure. And also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and dami tika nabi wali ni bula tobi mate sa kame ko beko buni wai sa sangani rawa so we can listen like wali bula. You actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness, and that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day, every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness, but I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to bless 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 you. We want to find a joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed, and you will be healed completely. I'll give you something to celebrate. Hallelujah.
Kita bagi tiga weekend dan aturan dan marah mazhab bunuh nelayan esana tinggal bani nanti bunua. And the sir sir tu mai na television mai kandavu atu mai viti atu lau vigum do mai lau izake do malombula na bole bune sema tu mai vigum do mai na mukai lau mai kambara mai mode mai komo mai watoni ata mai watu mai ono ilau fulang le bataki onge a nimbula binaka mai la kemba mai didia bune ombula bu mango katufana tu da nimbula binaka ena sema taka nisi ngani nai mai na esa samuala mai tutoya watalaki na mai nungu ena nivasu bune muka mai matuku nimbula binaka watalaki na mai mwala nimbula binaka sio ni mwenda mai bono batu ukatalaki na mai kandabu mai zake ono kotu sumu sargira nimbula binaka etu ya somba malabu nimbula binaka kemendo mai nasosu mai nabiti kematalaki na kemendo mai alombi mai waya darongo da tukuna tukuni alo nikua da baga bina binaka tikubwana turanga hena singa binaka nikua. We were just claiming that the Asawa will become a region darongo da nikua na tukuni alo mai ingaswe nana kaya tusa nagatiko. Amen. In a kago tusenaka, the things that you confess, you'll soon possess.
Amen.
Amen. In a kago baga tusai, nandona singa na tomba le maiweko.
Hallelujah.
We walk by faith, not by sight. Wamulatal the weekend na turanga na maramba darwono ni lewa daga daba obisa. We stay seni todo kani obisa. We lori todo kani obisa. Nimbula minaga nindo shema tigumai. Sanga nimule daba weekend ni na daga daba matai walu. Dela na mbua mai dela na maka mai wajabi mai lotoka vature kuka mai. Lambasa nimbula binaka we kemba kele ni matebalu nimbula binaka we kemba ndomu na vendel ni nuku maisena nimbula binaka mai Syria ina vendelana nimbula binaka ena singa bina nikuwa nero itabi mekeroboka mbula tiku vikenda ena singa bina nikuwa sirtala ni ngule labi vikenda na leo imiti ni lakupa angito ba lakalaka vangande baga buli seke munisa leo ni tunde leo ni bulo tunde ya bulo ni tiku kina kima misa baga mbula tuka ina foswa totoka tulandraki tobo suwa baga lindi marabu laura itu na sa sokolami wa ingena ke telinga yang basi kali bumai ombega giriawa kata lagi enu de tambongo enu mayas mataka niskan inda inda baga bila bina ka bagali buana kalu baka susu manda buana turanga kabi kwa ya toga esamu kwa zingu batu kena lange free kwa gerede tu na mata nisinga singa nisa umi emeni iku somo na liwa liwa iku somo na wai yu na kalu soma raga tumai uza mai lo malangi kina mata nisinga merli wisa umi na ngawla ni yata babata kinoa kina lange rau linguwa usama lima linguwa talingua senga baga ndua ni bau stail na langi sulia na kalau na singa binanga nikuwa kabi kenda ni bau tambu ena mazi una kena wase tini gandua ruso mbuka walu ruso mbuka liwa kena tolso mbulu ndula kwa maibia kuhike mdu bando sa oda ni dholata oda ni dholata oda ni dholata eso sa oda oda ni dholata sa andreke so sa andreke andreke sa yara so sa yara yara sa abiu gai katu kuchisu ndula kwa maibia come on to me all of you are tired of carrying heavy load and I'll give peace to your soul kawa ndula kwa maibia kuhike mdu bando sa oda ni dholata ni dholata bibi hauna paka zingu ike mdu. Hallelujah. Doctor weekend doctor weekend mdu una nungu ibuwa
Emeni.
Ni sarara na nungu ibuwa ngai mamanda na nungu idola dola.
Hallelujah.
Yano bei sureti uo sibi ndondua ke tutu na bei sureti mbo indo na bei sureti uo sibi ndondua. And every time the program 10:30 every Sunday morning it's about God of our nation and this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good. But will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kami kan wata muri sambula bose ni kalau kau kau kangata sara kemuzunga ni selwa umbatirua meswaka kawasia meswaka kawasia kembali ezuru mangai baga takila meswaka ngai wasia ezuru mangai baga takila mai nak aku sini kila
emeni
mena hal talaga na ngono mena nanduri matai kuya kendara rere bi kuya kasi talaga ni dona ka kendara rebuni tagarawa kembali matanga ni sikini ndai the solution to every problem that we have.
Amen.
Whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual or whether it's mental, the answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone, we encourage every church goers, and we encourage every senior pastors vaga unge titiko na bini songo songo lotu wa Kristo yandu na kamusi teutiko na lotu wa Kristo. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Yes.
And it's a big challenge. Kamu bale ni besure tetu na kalo dolo ko mai biao mai to ko mai mai ko elenga ko enera ko matamboko kwa matareba uko eta putu nyau kwa enda mdebua kako kwa lame lako todo kumai ni lako todo kumai kwa maga nduwa ngaye wadha ni zalata na izolzo mbimbi kalimi meka na watimu kalimi na lubemu nduwe moshu meiko nduwe mwole kamiko nga inyo numa tiko ekali tiko na kalu sekali tiko sekali tiko ekali tiko kwa ya hena mataka nisige ni kwa menda lako maibi kwa ya hena mataka nisige ni nai ndama ingarami kwa ya baga ya halo kwa maga indina kautama ina numundu izolzo kene na kani wolta munisa ndo na numi kenda na kalu ene sige minaka ni kwa niko mbera ni mbimbi mwai vale before you leave your home God knows exactly what you go through every word that departs from your lips from your mouth or even from in your heart God already knew everything that you are going through so feel free and open up don't mask yourself you're wearing a mask but don't mask yourself when you come to God because it's God knows everything that you're going through God knows the pain that you go through God knows the problem that you're going through God knows the mountain that you are climbing some of us we just starting some of us in the midway some of us we even try to reach the top and God knows every problem that we are going through and that's why he said come unto me because he alone knows the plan he has for us the plan to prosper us and never to harm us and to give us a future that we hope for the Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say it's easy for us to talk about it it's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody but if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you so whatever you go through in life whether you come from Lau you come from Naikasiri you come from Nandi you come from Lamasa you come from Bua God knows everything that you'll face in life you have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has strengthened us the Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have don't you know that you have the power of God in you given by God because of the name of Jesus ikorawata na kokongo na buku Jesus Kristo kako paula sasenga ni kwa undina sambula Kristo sambula miao oya usaba koti watake Kristo ina kawila tai hallelujah we want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem because of the situation that you're going through and sometimes it was done by your forefathers or maybe your neighbors or maybe your spouse or maybe somebody else but because God lives because Christ lives you can face your tomorrow
hallelujah
nema kani sambula na Kristo ikura nizuruma na numubesinga ni mataka everyone sitting here this morning those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook every one of us we are going through trials and temptation the mountains that we go through and sometimes you feel lonely sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through but know today the Bible says come unto me all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads I'll give rest to your soul take my yoke and put it on you because my load is light doutora na nguibua doubulibiau ni shaluma luaga elumulumulumu deuna kunekina na paka zengu ni elumundo hallelujah oh we praise the name of Jesus hallelujah and we want to challenge our life today ovaka sama takatiko ni utore tiko maina vile na mataka na nitu soko tiko na yetu lau na mune roso takina na marama maisaika batake chisu and Jesus said can I have a water can you give me a glass of water and this woman complaining you know a lot of about seven spirit came out from her words alone shows the spirit inside na vosa ngai labute tukuna na yalo tiko iloma angika kuchisu elewa keko kila mandangana isholi isholi nikalo batake kwa vosyongo If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
Kiko kila ni soli soli ni kalo ki kina ki kwa mosu tukungo o iko na kira bi kwa na wa iko lako lako batu mwenye bisikali. If only Christian know the Christ that we serve. Ke roho lenga kenda lutu pa Kristo menda kila na Kristo kenda graba. Ni tomba le ndele nyua inge visu utakana wei mewe ni multiply lima ne mulima rai keina rua rai ne kana kina lima na undu na turanga keina marama hemeni ena loma ni waswasa ke tomba le ni ndele nyua hemeni ena ngonu sa lakome kina na ua ke wosa kina ua sit down he spoke to the wave sit down and speak to the wind shut up
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asks among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light.
Amen.
Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every process in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went their separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The Via Kabikeda Sigatambu, not Tamago Kuturanga Bakatawa. Via Kabini Sigatambu, and I am Nitikona Tinangu, Naneto Valley, Sangakina na lounge, open space, but it's gonna Neto store. Kitona non don't make it to the Chunakatu Mini store. Via Sigatambu, and I am in a Neto Sula Natinago, and Mavaro to get it on the Vimada, Kiton and Dandabu get it to get on the Yetu Nalangser, Langapolot, Vita Lanoa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Babakao night. Ngoni nini tongunuti Babakao. Langono susuraki chikumikina, my father wanted me to be a doctor. Kitule lima, I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Thing that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you. His thoughts is still the best for you. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you're going to borrow a ticket. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. Form 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you.
because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, while we rest, God, come and make a kid. Yes, can we come and make a kid? Who is that coming with you? You gonna turn around and call my husband? You took my husband. You took my wife for that benefit. Yes. We can't never come out here. We can't never matter vali. You can say, "Tiko bati kena no matter vali." Make the decision now and worship Him in truth and in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a ten wheeler. Don't allow a truck. Don't allow a COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, "I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone." He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worship God. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
Amen.
That is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wakoya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. I was saying that why? And you know, you receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated, stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone at the Regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi. Have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God Church, I begin to